The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nathan Kahns with Carroll Broadcasting and Ronald Schlechta with the Kelowna News. Nathan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator Grassley. Appreciate you having us on here. As I'm sure you're aware, the Iowa Utilities Board approved the conditional permit for the first phase of the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline meant for carbon sequestration in Iowa and four or five other Midwestern states. I just wanted your thoughts as a senator and as a farmer on the approval of the eminent domain use for a private company's project in Iowa and likely in those other states as well.
Well, of course, this is entirely state issue, and I have had nothing to do with it because I'm not in the state legislature, where the Iowa House passed a couple bills enhancing eminent domain production, but the Senate hasn't, and of course I'm not on the utility board. So this issue has come up at my town meeting, so I'm going to kind of give you the same answer I gave them, and part of that answer I've already expressed to you, that it's an entirely state issue. And then some of them bring up the tax incentives that Congress put in place to help encourage the building of these pipelines, and every Republican, including Senator Grassley, voted against that Democrat bill called the Inflation Reduction Act that included the incentive tax credits that I've just mentioned. So it's pretty much beyond anything that a member of the federal government can do, and it's going to be governed by state law. Now, the decision that I read from the state utility board says that none of this can be finalized until South Dakota and North Dakota agrees to it. So I don't know whether it's a done deal just because the Iowa Utility Board went ahead. And until then, I don't think anybody has to worry about pipelines being put in the ground in Iowa. And it still is a very controversial issue, particularly in South Dakota. I'm not sure I can speak on North Dakota.
All right. Thanks, Nathan. Ronald, you can go ahead.
Recently, Senator Ernst issued a news release asking that the Department of Defense stop funding risky research in Chinese laboratories. Why are we even spending money with the Chinese?
I would agree with that. Maybe her amendment's absolutely necessary, but this has been so controversial for the last 3 years that I thought that we had made a decision not to give any money to the Wuhan lab. But if and I didn't realize, maybe she's doing it through the defense authorization bill, but I don't know if it's really defense dollars that went there. On the other hand, I don't know for sure. So I guess I'll just simply answer your question. I applaud Senator Ernst for what she's trying to do.
All right. Thanks, Ronald. Let's go back to Nathan.
As everyone's aware, flooding in northwest Iowa has been just absolutely devastating. I believe you were up in Spencer earlier this week, maybe over the weekend. I can't remember the exact dates, but I just wanted your kind of firsthand account of what you saw when you were up there. If you could talk briefly about the resources that you're kind of marshaling at the federal level for Iowa's impacted by that flooding.
Yeah, it was yesterday, and of course, in the residential areas that I traveled through, it was the water was down, and everybody that had damaged stuff, at least in their basement, I'm not sure how high the water got, but it was all lined up along the curb for people to take to, for the city to gather and take to landfill, I presume. And so you see the disaster, the millions of dollars of disaster actually standing right there in front of you. And then we visited with city and county officials and got updates, and the recovery, there's just a good attitude that the city expressed to us, but you could see it as you drive through the damaged areas of neighbor helping neighbor, and the community coming together. Beyond that, I think the last part of your question is about FEMA. And the Iowa delegation, in a letter that I led, backed up everything the governor was requesting, and that was immediately granted. And then within 24 hours, FEMA people were in Spencer. And I don't know whether there's hundreds of people or more than thousands or more in that community that need help. But the mayor told me that the FEMA people had already, at that point, itemized the needs of 136 different families, and there was still a long line to go. And I presume that long line will go on for quite a few days until they get everything assessed. And so we feel FEMA is acting very well. There's nothing more that needs to be done except just make sure that Congress knows that there's enough money in the FEMA disaster fund to help all the natural disasters all over the country. There's X number of dollars put in that fund at the beginning of the year, and if it lasts for a whole 12 months, you don't have anything to worry about. But if it runs out right now, Congress is going to replenish it in a non-controversial way.
All right, and back to Ronald.
This war is over in Israel and Ukraine. Is there ever been an end to the amount of money that we are spending over there, or should more of that cost be shouldered by the people of Europe?
Well, the last statistics I saw on the subject maybe a couple months ago was that Europe is doing as well as we are. Some countries in Europe are doing better than other countries are. And there's some countries in Europe like Estonia and Lithuania and Latvia, the Baltic states, that according to their economy are doing many times more than even we are in the United States from a standpoint of the as the part of their gross domestic product. I think that what I'm hearing is a misunderstanding from the American people that $65 billion is going to Kyiv and being spent there. $24 billion of that is being spent in the United States to refurbish and update our war materiel and our own warehouses. $12 billion of us going to support American troops in Europe because of the anticipated danger that Putin gives to the NATO countries and to Europe as a whole. Because he said he wanted to reestablish the Russian Empire, so that includes taking over the Baltic states and part of Poland, if you want to reestablish the Russian Empire. I think people don't realize where the money's being spent. And even in Ukraine, if they get some of our money, it's going to be spent to buy products, war materiel made in the United States by American workers, just like most of the money that Israel gets from us is going to be spent in the United States, and that war materiel is going to be made by American workers.
Thank you.
All right, back to Nathan.
Thank you. The first presidential debate for the 2024 presidential election, of course, coming up tonight. Just wanted your thoughts, Senator Grassley, on how you think it's going to go, what topics you'd really like to see highlighted during the debate, and then kind of the last thought there, if those debates really even matter to the American voters after seeing both of these individuals in office once before.
Yeah, I think the debate's going to mean something because more people are going to focus on this election as a result of this debate. I want to hear Biden respond to the inflation that he's caused and the high cost of living and to justify letting people enter our country against our laws. In other words, the illegal migration that's happening because of an open border. And I want Trump not only to make sure that people understand that that's Biden policies, high cost of living, and an open border. And then I want to hear how Trump is going to fight out against those things when he gets into office, and also what he's going to do to the high crime rate in the United States that is probably caused because of liberals wanting to defund the police.
All right, and the last question is going to go to Ronald.
We do definitely have a problem on the southern border. Is Congress doing anything about solving that problem?
I think Congress has already solved that problem from this standpoint. I'll rephrase your question a little bit the way it comes at a town meeting. Somebody at the back of the room says, Grassley, I'm a member of Congress. Grassley, what are you going to do about the border? That's more or less your question. And I answer this way. I said a long time before I ever got to Congress, the law was passed that you can't enter the United States without our permission. But Congress doesn't enforce the laws. The president enforces the laws. And if we pass more laws and they weren't enforced, what good would it do? Besides, the president, lack of enforcing the laws has poisoned the whole discussion of immigration in the Congress of the United States. So we need a new president to have some new immigration laws, but Trump will be enforcing the existing immigration laws, which will encourage Congress to pass more successful policy on immigration. Thank you all very much. Goodbye, folks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Nathan and Ronald, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.